Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Lamed Aleph, a new Simon. Simon Shin Yud Zayin, which are the halachas of Kshira Va'aniva B'Shabbos, tying knots, bows, untying. That's the subject of the Simon. Page Kuf Lamed Aleph, Simon Shin Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. It's a long Sif, and we're going to do half of it today, half of it tomorrow. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Hakoisha Kesha Shel Kayama. Person who ties a permanent knot, all these terms will be defined. Person who ties a permanent knot, v'umase uman, and it's a professional knot, expert knot, chayev. That would be a malach of the raiser, right? One of the other malachas is kosher. Kugoin keshe hagamolim, or keshe hasaponim. And here are examples of deraisa knots, the knots of donkey drivers and the knot of sailors. The kishrei would soif min alva sandal shekoshim haratzanim b'shasasiyas something kiyotzba kol kiyotzba there, and also knots tied by the on the straps by shoe and sandal makers, and they now when they're making the shoe they tie a knot there and it's going to be permanent, and anything like that, any such examples where you've got these two requirements, it has to be a permanent knot and it has to be done as a professional knot, in a professional way, an expert way, perhaps means a tight way. But if he ties a permanent knot that is not done as a professional knot, then he would be potter. There's all after medrabanon. Yeah. So we're going to discover there's two groups of opinions in the Rishonim. The first group is what we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, which is without going through all the names here, but there's one group that holds that you have to have two conditions to be a deraisa. You have to be, it has to be a permanent knot, and it has to be a professional knot. And if you're missing one of those two conditions, then it's drabbanon. And if you've got zero conditions, it's mutter. And then we have the Ramah now bringing the second group, the second school of thought in the Rishonim, who disagree with it. V'yesh holkim, she'esviru lehu, there are those that disagree and they hold. The kol kesher shel kayama, afilo shel hedjet, chayav malav, any type of permanent knot, even if it's done as a hedjet knot, which is the opposite of professional, and non-professional, a simpleton's knot. If it's done as a kesher shel kayama, meaning that it's going to be there permanently or intended to be permanently, then he would be chayav. So you don't need two conditions of quantities of shoyim. Even the condition of kesher shel kayama, permanent knot, makes it a doraisa. Indeed. And there, some say that any knot that's not meant, that's not going to be untied, not meant to be untied that day, it's meant to be untied tomorrow, or next week, or next month, that is considered to be a kesher shel kayama. This has to be lasting longer than a day, it's called kesher shel kayama. And b'yesh, onto one page 262 now, which, you know, just do one more line of Ramah, and then go back to Mishnah Berurah. B'yesh mekilim loyma da'ad shiva yomim lay mikra shel kayama. But there's another pin that holds until it's going to be there for 7 days. It's not called a kesher shel kayama, a permanent knot. And we'll see all the details in the Mishnah Berurah, ayin le'el, simen, shin yod, dalad, se'if, yod. And the rest of the sif we'll learn the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow. So back to the, onto page Kuf Lamed Aleph now, just the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah before we start the actual sif. So Mishnah Berurah says at the top, and here's going to introduce us to these two groups of opinions. The Gemara Aminan, the Yesh Kan Sholosh Chalukos. The Gemara says there's three types of cases. Echad Chayev Chatos, ve'echad Pater V'lasa, ve'echad Mutter L'chatchila. One type of knot is a Doraisa, one type of knot is Drabonon, and one type of knot is Mutter. And how do you, we know there's three, that's the Gemara, but the question is, they were showing him argue over how to create those three possibilities. So, Lushitos, Harif Rambam. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch goes now that we just saw, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch himself, they hold, Dina Hachi goes like this. Dimu kesher shel kayama, if it's a permanent knot, I'm just trying to translate it vaguely at this point, it's the type of knot that you would leave it there permanently. Dehainu, what's permanent? She'enu kotsev zman b'da'atoi la'atiroi. He's got no specific time frame when he plans on untying it. He plans on leaving it there long term, has no particular intention about when he's going to untie it. That's called a permanent knot. It's a type of knot that's meant to be there long term, permanently. So he's tying the type of knot that's meant to be there. It's really about what's normally done with this knot, it seems, but we'll see. But so again, he's doing a permanent knot, which means he has no particular plans to untie it. And it's a type of knot that is tied permanently. It's also a professional type of knot. Whatever that means exactly, we haven't defined it yet. Chayev chatas. If you've got those two conditions, it'll be malacha deraisa. When he's boiler come on, safe sif, we'll see the Ramah at the end of the sif, I haven't learned it yet. Ma mahu ma'aseh uman, how you define what is a ma'aseh uman, a professional knot. V'imu keshu shel kayama v'einu ma'aseh uman. So now those two conditions make it deraisa. What if it's a you've got one of the two, so it's a permanent knot, but it's not done as a professional knot. Or ma'aseh uman v'einu keshu kayama, the other way around, it's a professional knot, but it's not done to be there permanently. For either of these cases, part of alasa. Those would be a drabon. You've got one of the two conditions. Two conditions is deraisa, one condition is drabon. And then we have the third category, is Eina Masa Uman Ve'Eina Kesher Kayama. If you've got neither condition, neither a professional knot nor a permanent knot, then Mutter Lechatchila, that is permitted Lechatchila to tie and untie, in fact, on Shabbos. So that's all according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Tzak. But Das Rashi Va'Rosh Hashar Poiskim, however, the Rashi, the Rosh, and other Rishonim, who are now introduced by the Rambam when he says Yesh Cholkim, the Laitali Klal Be'etzma Kesher Imu Masa Uman. It's absolutely nothing to do with the type of knot, meaning whether it's a professional knot or not. Ela De'ika HaChachilaku, the big difference in the different levels is that De'imu Kesher Kayama, if it's a permanent knot, Dehainu Shedarkoi Shishai Kachla Olam, it's normal to leave such a knot there permanently, Ukana, as we saw. That level, just again, there's only one condition to discuss, which is Kesher Shel Kayama, the type of the kavana when you tie the knot, how long it's intended to be there for, or for this type of knot, how long it's usually intended to be there for. So if it's intended to be there for long term, permanently, Chayav Chatas, even if it's done in a non-professional way. And if the norm is to tie it for a certain period of time, not permanently, part of a lasa, that will be a drabonon. The domi ksas to shel kayama, because it's a bit similar to the case of a deraisa, because there is a certain extended time period, just not permanently. So that will be a drabonon. But afilim mumaisa hejit, even if it's done in a professional manner, if he's not intending that it should be there permanently, it's not the type of knot that's done there permanently, then it would not be a deraisa, it would be a drabonon. Vim dalkal atiro ba'isayim, and if it's the norm to untie such a knot on that same day, let's say the shoelaces, then most people, mutter lechatchila afiluhu ma'aseh uman, then even though it's done in a very professional way, according to these we're showing him, since it's going to only meant to be there for the day, then it is mutter lechatchila. The ancient kesher alav, because that's just not called a knot. And then we have another yeshoimim. The kol misha dalkel hatir b'seich shiva yomim have a kamosha dalkel hatir b'oseich yomim. As long as you want to untie it within 7 days, according to this opinion, it's as if you want to untie it the same day, and that's also. All these cases, according to this opinion, will be mutter. Whether you want to tie it for a day or 5 days or 6 days, it's all called a mutter lechatchila type of knot, according to, again, the Yeshayimim, as brought in the Ramah that we read at the end. When we atu yavoya divrei hamechaber v'arav al nachoi, now that we get all that, we can now get clear what's going on in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Sivkot and Aleph, keshu shel kayama. So you've got this permanent knot. And again, the Shulchan Aruch has two conditions to make it deraisa, permanent and ma'aseh uman. So kesher kayama v'afilu lemihadek shapir, even if it's not particularly tight, v'yochel atiru ba'achas miyadav chayav, and even if you could untie it, if because it's not so tight, you could untie it even with one hand, he's still liable for tying it, because it won't untie by itself. You could do it one hand, but if you didn't, it will stay knotted. Then that's considered to be a deraisa. The reason the Mishnah was mentioning is because of the machlokes tanaim about this point, and we follow the opinion that it makes no difference if you can untie it with one hand. Okay, sifkaton beis, kesher hagamalim, the knots of the donkey drivers. No, sorry, the camel drivers, I mean. Shenokvim lagamal v'chatzmai, they make a hole in the nose of the camel. V'nosnim bav tabas shelvutsu, and they put a ring, a strap as a ring through the nose. And you tie a knot there and you leave it there permanently. The knot you tie in that ring is a permanent knot. So, and when you want to tie the camel to some post or something, then what do? You take another strap and you tie that long strap to the ring, and then you use that to tie, and you tie the other end to the post or whatever it is, and that's how you keep the camel from walking away. So the initial knot in the ring is deraisa, it's always going to stay there. But then you've got the second knot, which is where you attach the long strap to that ring. That's not so permanent, right? So sometimes that second long one you untie. Well, if a kesher rishon who kesher hagamalim who kesher kayama, and the first knot that the girl that she makes the ring through the nose of the camel is permanent. That's the type of permanent knot we're talking about. Sivkot and Gimel, but Kesher Hasapanim, the nuts of the...
This ring is made of a strap?
It's a strap. You make a hole.
The ring itself is a strap?
Yeah.
So that's permanent. Yeah.
and that stays in the nose, yeah. And then you've got the Kesher HaSapanim, which is the knot of the sailors. Gamhu Kamin Tabas, it's also a type of ring. Shoisim in the Ritsua, you should also make it out of a strap. The Nekev Shabarosh HaSfina, and you put it into the hole that's on the top of the boat, or at the front of the boat. What's it called, the front of the boat? Yeah. The front of the boat. Voice Kesher Mizkayim Tamid, and that knot that you tie on in that rope, that sorry, that strap that goes through the hole, is a permanent knot. Because you wait to Lamida, and when you want to keep the boat from moving, Kosher Ritsua, Voice Tabas, and Lamida Bar, you put a strap and tie it, attach it to that ring. The ring stays all the time, but you attach a long strap, again, like the camel, you attach a long strap and you tie a knot there. To keep the boat from moving, or if you tie it to the port, whatever. For Amshamatira, sorry, I skipped. Because you wrote to Latira, Matira, Utsunaitla, and when you want to move the, get, you know, release the boat, then you just untie that long strap. But you leave the ring strap through the hole time. But it's a Kesher Rishon Shatabas, Ukesher has a problem, and that first knot, though, is a sailor's knot, and that's the Raisa that always stays there. Siskot and Dalad, Bashas Asiyasam. Then we moved on to the case of when the shoemakers or sandal makers, when they tie the knots in the straps to make the shoes, those are supposed to be there long term. That's how you make the shoe. The knot that you tie in the shoe, that's to stop the strap from coming out, it's to keep it there. It stays there forever. As long as the shoe exists, so does the strap, and so does the knot. So all of these cases are the derisas, again, according to the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, which is the Rambam and the Riff, you've got your two conditions in place, which are permanent knot and done as in a professional knot, and that makes them derisa. And if you're missing one of those conditions, it's drabanon. And then the Ramah says, yesh cholkim, that who hold that just, it all goes by whether it's kesher kayam, it's nothing to do with being professional, it's all about whether, what's the norm for this knot. If it's meant to be tied there long term, for permanent, permanently, then it's derisa. That's the Mishtabur in Sifkot and Hay now. The Kol Kesher Shokayama. I mean, the type of knot is not usually untied ever, or canal. That will be a deraisa. But there is a pliga amachabe, and this opinion that the Ramah is bringing, which is Rashi and the Rosh and Tosfos, they all disagree over the opinion the Shulchan Aruch brings. Gam Kesheina Shokayama, Rumaisa Hedget. That in a case when it is a non permanent knot, and it's even if it is a Maisa Hedget, they disagree. You want it to be there for a certain period of time. That, how would that come out now? Then it's a case of a Kesheina Shokayama. It's not permanent, it's supposed to be there a certain amount of time, and it's a professionally done knot. So what would be the din? Well, the Ramachabe Mutta, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's permitted because. Sorry, I read it wrong. Who might say hedget, not my woman, it's my hedget. So again, the story in the following case, it's an Einisho Kayama, which means it's not meant to be the permanent, it's meant to be a certain period of time, and it's a Maisa hedget, it's not a professional knot. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you've got neither condition. So it's Mutter Lechatchila, right? So, sorry, Dele Mechabe, Mutter Dele Dele Zoy Pata Velase. Because according to the Yesh Chokim, it's an Issa Drabonon. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you've got neither condition, Mutter Lechatchila. According to the Ramah, Kesher Shel Kayama, it's not, might not be a permanent knot, but it is there for a certain period of time, which makes it a drabonon, right? It's a middle level. It's all about the intent, the how long it's not going to be there for. And since it's going to be there for a certain amount of time, it'll be a drabonon. So according to the Yesh Chokim, the Ramah, it'll be a drabonon. According to Shulchan Aruch's opinion, it'll be Mutter Lechatchila. The Dami Ksas, the Kesher Shel Kayama, it's a little bit like, it's like in between. It's a bit like a permanent knot, because you need to be there for a certain period of time. About that case, the Ramah brought two opinions. That's the two Yeshoimim, the Yesh Chokim and Yesh Oimim. So what does he mean? The first opinion he brought, Kol Kesher Sheina Osilahatir Ba'isayim, Atzmoi, Mikesher Kayama, the Mikzas Va'osilahatchila. Any knot where you don't plan on untying it the same day is in some way, it's got a bit of permanency to it, and therefore, Osilahatchila, you're not allowed to tie the Hatchila, it's an Issa Drabanan to tie it. But a day Shneeb, according to the second opinion, Kol Shim Atir Ba'isayim Shiva Yomim, like Mikesher Kayama Klav, Mutzilahatchila, it's a more lenient opinion here. The second opinion of Ramah is that as long as they won't be there for 7 days, that's Bechlal, no permanency at all, and it's Mutter Lechatchila to tie, according to this opinion. Right. And let's do two more. Okay, so Sifkot and Vav, according to the first opinion, if you want to untie it the same day, then it's Mutter Lechatchila to tie. Right, if it's normal or planned to do it that way, let's say shoelaces. Right, Ella Lemacha, if you plan on untying it the next day, faith, meaning if you don't plan on, yes, I mean that any knot that you don't usually untie that same day, rather the next day, which let's say choose you untie the same day, but something you usually leave till tomorrow, then that will be an Issa Drabonon. Right? If your plan is to untie it, and you usually untie it after Shabbos, so you tie it Shabbos morning, and you untie it after Shabbos. Well, technically, it's less than 24 hours, although it's to the next day now. What's the din? So he says, it's less than 24 hours. So you tie your shoes on Shabbos morning, and you take them off after Shabbos, to tie your shoelaces. What happens if you usually tie it on Friday, or the norm is to tie it on Friday night, and you untie it on Shabbos day? Not your shoes, something else, right? Afal gav de'ein mamash ba'oisayoyim mikamakam yesh lemad d'shoi. That even though it's not literally the same day more because it's going overnight, but yesh lemad, you could say that's also mutter. Why? Again, the same idea. D'chol pakos m'chof d'alachoi, anything less than 24 hours, onto page 262, b'yoyim mikveh is considered to be the same day. So to tie something Friday night, to be able to untie Shabbos day is okay, and to tie on Shabbos morning to untie after Shabbos, monthly Shabbos is also okay. And then Sifkot and Zion we're going to leave actually for next time because it's already, we're going to go pick up tomorrow a Shulchan Aruch on the second line of 262, Ezra Shem.